morning to the book of John, chapter 14. Read a very familiar verse of Scripture, verse 6. John 14 and verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. These are the words of Christ to Thomas, spoken in the hearing of Christ's apostles the night of the Passover in the upper room of a house that Jesus had sent them to. Prior to this time, for 3.5 years, call of Jesus, these apostles had left their jobs, left their homes, left their families to follow Christ. And up to this point, life had been very good for them. They had seen various miracles of Christ, eyewitnesses of various healings, various deliverances. They had seen Christ walk on water. They had seen Christ calm the storm. They had seen him feed over 5,000 with a few loaves and a few fishes. They had seen him on more than one occasion raise the dead. They had spent the last 3.5 years listening to his teachings, listening to his preaching, and they had just witnessed the triumphal entry of Christ into Jerusalem and the people lining the streets, waving palm branches and shouting Hosanna to the King. I believe that as this night began, the night of the Passover, the apostles were feeling pretty good. Everything was great as far as they were concerned. But he told them on this night in chapter 13, and this began to change their whole mood. He told them that he was going away. He was speaking of his crucifixion. He told them that one of their number would betray him, and that Peter would deny him 3 times. All of these things put a damper on their mood, filled them with some fear, caused them some anxiety and some confusion. It was as if their whole world was suddenly changing. And in this chapter, John chapter 14, Jesus, seeing their fear, their anxiety, and their confusion, proceeds to comfort and to encourage them. He told them to keep on believing, to keep on trusting in him, that though he was going away, he was only going away to prepare a place for them. And he would return again for them. He stated in verse 4, and whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas responded by saying, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. In other words, Lord, we do not understand what you mean by going away. And then Thomas asked the question, how can we know? How can we know the way? And in response to that question, Jesus spoke the words of our text. I am the way, the truth,
and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now there was a very bold statement. There was a very absolute, emphatic statement. It was very plain. I am the way. What Jesus says here does not fit in with our pluralistic society, which encourages tolerance of all beliefs. The popular line of thought being in society that all religions are equal and all have valid beliefs. But Jesus did away with that thinking when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. When he spoke those words, he was making an exclusive claim. And again, in the day in which we live, with everything is considered to be relative and subjective, when most believe that there is no such thing as universal truth, that is, nothing is considered to be universally true, that is, true at all times, true in all places, true for all people, true in all cultures. But when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me, he was speaking a universal truth. He was speaking something that was true at all times. It's true in all places. It's true for all people. And it's true in all culture. Again, today people believe that all ideas are valid. That all ideas, no matter what they are, have some worth. But Jesus did away with that notion when he spoke these words here in John 14 in verse 6. You notice he begins the statement by saying, I am. I am. A title that covers past, present, and future. And identifies him as Jehovah God, the eternal, the self-existent one. After Jesus said, I am, he used three words to describe himself. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. The one that the Pharisees could not stop, though they tried and tried and tried. The one that Satan could not seduce. The one that Pilate could find no fault in. The one that Herod could not kill. And the one the grave could not hold. Right now, at this very moment, is the way to God the Father. Right now, at this very moment, he is the truth. He is the life. We want to take the thought of the message this morning from those words, I am the way. And he's talking about a way to the Father. For no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He is saying, I am the way to the Father. Now, a way is that which connects distance. And there is no greater distance than the distance that exists between an unsaved sinner, between an unrighteous, guilty, filthy sinner, and a holy, righteous, and pure God. There is no greater distance than the distance between God and sinful man. And Jesus Christ very plainly says, I am the way that spans that distance. A way is that which connects the inaccessible. A holy and righteous God is inaccessible to an unrighteous and guilty sinner. But Jesus Christ is the way that makes God accessible. God is accessible today to the ungodly. But he is only accessible by Jesus Christ, who is the way to God the Father. A way is that which makes movement in some direction possible. If there is no way from here to there, then there's no way that I can get from here to there. There has to be a way. And Jesus Christ makes movement toward God possible. We know that immediately after Adam and Eve sinned, they fled from God. Man continues to flee from God. And were it not for a way going in the direction of God, man would continue. All of us would have continued to flee. But Jesus Christ makes it possible for us to move in the direction of God. A way is that which takes you from one point to another. Jesus Christ is the way from here to there. Here being wherever you are, and there being God the Father. And we want to speak this morning on that subject, from here to there. Again, here being wherever you are, there being God the Father. The only way to heaven, the only way to God is Jesus Christ. When Jesus said, I am the way, he is saying there is no other way. He is also telling us that the way is not in a denomination. I don't care what denomination it is in, what denomination we're speaking of. The way is not in a denomination. The way is not in a group of people. The way is not in certain religious rites. And the way is not in any creed. Jesus said, I am the way. Thank God he did not say, find your own way. He said, I am the way. And if Jesus Christ is the way, you don't have to find your own way. And there is no other way than Jesus Christ. He did not say the way is whatever you want it to be. He did not say that all paths lead to God. Though all religions differ, they all lead to God in the end. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So, he is the way. That's true at all times. That's true today in 2010. It will be true next year if we're still here in 2011. It'll be true 100 years from now if the world is still here. It'll still be true. It is true at all times. Jesus is the way. He was the way in the Old Testament. He is the way in the New Testament. And he is the way today. He is the way in all places. Wherever you go today, you can preach, I am the way. He is the way in all places. He is the way for all people. He is the way for all cultures. And may I say, he is the perfect way. He is the exclusive way. He is the only way, and praise God, he is the free way. He is the way that freely goes to God. It's not merely that he knows the way, though he does, but he is the way. And we want to consider four things this morning. Again, from here to there, here being wherever you are, there being God the Father. First of all, I want to say that Jesus Christ is the way out. Jesus Christ is the way out. For many today, life is a misery. And many today are looking for a way out. They'll do drugs. They'll do alcohol. Some will even take their own life for what they think is a way out. But I want you to know today there is a way out. And Jesus said, I am the way. He is the way out of the pit of corruption. He is the only way out of the pit of corruption. He is the only way out from the enslavement and from the binding power of sin. He is the only way out from the debilitating control of sin and Satan. He is the only way out from the thick darkness. He's the only way out from the ignorance. He's the only way out from the blindness of sin. He's the only way out from the filth and from the vileness and from the defilement and the sickness of sin. Jesus Christ is the only way out today. He is the way out of the mire and from the muck and the sludge of sin. He is the way out from the depths of sin. He is the way out from the habit of sin. Whatever habit of sin that you and I might have, Jesus Christ is the way out. You see, the unsaved sinner lives a life according to the course of this world, which is a life without Christ, which is a life without God, which is a life without hope, and a life that is afar off from God. It is a life of emptiness. It is a life of aimless wandering. It is a life built upon sand. It is a life of destruction. It is a life of ruin. But thank God today there is a way out of the life of sin. And Jesus said, I am the way. Jesus Christ is the way out. If you are here today and you are lost in sin, I'm telling you today there is a way out. You don't have to be stuck where you are. There is a way out. It is a God-appointed way. It is a sure way. It is a certain way. There is a way out of spiritual death, of the spiritual death that holds the sinner. There is a way out of the grip, the guilt that grips a lost sinner. Before God saves your soul, He causes one to feel guilty of their sins. And that is a horrible feeling, but there is a way out of the guilt. There is a way out of the guilt of sin. And Jesus Christ says, I am the way. There is a way out from the fearful condemnation that the unsaved sinner is under. There is a way out from the enmity that the unsaved sinner possesses. There is a way out from the pollution and from the confining darkness of sin. There is a way out from the spiritual bankruptcy that the unsaved sinner finds himself in. If you're here and lost today, you're bankrupt spiritually. You have nothing. You have nothing to offer unto God. But all is not hopeless because Jesus said, I am the way. There is a way out from the spiritual bankruptcy. There is a way out from the despair. There is a way out from the wretchedness and from the devastation of sin. Sin is devastating. Sin will ruin your life. Sin will ruin you eternally. But Jesus said, I am the way. There is a way out from the awfulness of sin. for you and I that are saved. Perhaps there are some who have wandered from God. You're saved, but you've wandered from God to the point that you find yourselves again entangled in the snares of sin and Satan. May I say to you today, you don't have to be stuck there. You don't have to be stuck in the snares of sin. You don't have to be stuck in the snares of Satan. There's a way out. There's a way out for the child of God. And that way is Jesus Christ. There is a way out from a life of doubt. You don't have to be stuck in doubt. You don't have to be stuck in the mire of doubt. There is a way out from a life of restlessness. You don't have to be stuck there. There is a way out from that which is simply wrong and that which is displeasing to God. You say, well, I've done that which is wrong. I've done that which is displeasing to God. You don't have to be stuck there. There's a way out. And Jesus Christ is that way. There is a way out from a barren spiritual life. If you're here and saved today and your life is your spiritual life is barren, it doesn't have to be that way. There's a way out from a spiritually barren life. There's a way out from a life of defeat. If you've wandered from God and you find yourself ensnared in sin, you feel like you're defeated, you're cast down. But you don't have to be stuck there. There's a way out. And praise God, you do not have to be stuck. There is a way out from these things. And Jesus Christ is the way. We ought to be able to hear Him say today, follow me. Follow me. I am the way. Follow me. Do you believe that today? Jesus Christ says, I am the way. He is the way to God. Follow Him. Secondly, Jesus Christ is also the way unto, or the way into. Jesus Christ very boldly, absolutely, emphatically, and plainly said, I am the way. No man, that gets rid of all exceptions. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is truth. Jesus is the way into that truth. There is life. Jesus is the way. There is a way to God. And Jesus Christ is that way. It is the only way. Again, it is a sure way. It is a certain way. And there is liberty today. There is liberty for anyone who is enslaved in sin. Anyone who is in bondage, there is liberty. And Jesus Christ is the way into that liberty. People today, they want freedom. They want liberty. And they, in search of liberty, do things that only enslave them further and confine them. But there is liberty. There is a setting free. You don't have to be bound by sin. There is such a thing as liberty. But Jesus is the way. He is the way into that liberty. For those who sit in darkness, there is light. You don't have to be stuck in the darkness. There is light. And Jesus says, I am the way. He is the way from darkness. He is the way into light. For those who are guilty, there is pardon. And Jesus Christ is the way. For those who are polluted with sin, polluted with the defilement of sin, there is purity. There is cleansing. But again, Jesus Christ is the way. For those who are far off from God, there is a nearness. There is such a thing as a closeness to God. There is such a thing as a nearness to God. But there's only one way to that. And that's Jesus Christ. For the condemned, the Bible says if you're lost, you're condemned already. But thanks be to God, there is justification. There is hope for the condemned. But the only way to justification, Jesus Christ, again, is the way. For those at enmity with God, there is such a thing. There is such a thing today as reconciliation. For those who are out of fellowship with God, there is such a thing as reconciliation. There is such a thing as fellowship with God being restored. But Jesus Christ is the way. We're all unacceptable. But there is such a thing as acceptance with God. But it's only in and through Jesus Christ. He is the way. For those who are spiritually bankrupt, there is such a thing as eternal riches. There's such a thing as the riches of Jesus Christ. But again, Jesus Christ is the way. For those who have lost their way, for those children of God, and you've lost your way, you've lost your direction, you've lost your purpose, may I remind you today that there is such a thing as a life of joy. There is such a thing as a life of peace. There is such a thing as a life that is pleasing to God. But Jesus Christ is the way into those things. You cannot bypass, you cannot ignore, you cannot neglect Jesus Christ and have a life of joy and peace and a life that is pleasing to God. Jesus Christ is the way into these things. Children of God get to the place where they say, I don't feel like I contribute anything. There is such a thing as fruitfulness in the Christian life. But again, it's by abiding in Christ. Jesus Christ is the way. There is such a thing today as victory. There is such a thing as victory over sin. And Jesus Christ is the way. You don't have to be defeated by sin. There is victory. There is victory over sin. There is victory over death. There is victory over the grave. And Jesus Christ is the way into that victory. So He's the way out of, but He's also the way in. Wherever you are today, wherever you're here is, can you hear Jesus saying, I am the way. I am the way. Follow me. Follow me. He'll bring you out of where you are. And He'll bring you into things that you cannot even imagine. Glorious things. Thirdly, Jesus Christ is the way through. He's the way through. For you and I that are saved, we will experience trials. We'll experience difficulties, hardships, struggles, adversities, burdens, stresses. There will be times when we'll have calamity in our life. There will be some sorrow in our lives. There are going to be some setbacks, physically, spiritually, emotionally. There are going to be some afflictions. There are many battles, and there are many obstacles. And none of those things, in none of those areas, Do you and I, his children of God, need to settle down in? We do not need to get stuck in any of those areas. I'm afraid today that a lot of God's people are stuck. They're stuck in things that they should not be stuck in. They're stuck in feelings that they should not be stuck in. We're not to be stuck in these things. The Bible teaches us that we're to triumphantly go through. We are to triumphantly go through these things. Well, Brother Dan, that's easier said than done. I realize that. But I also realize Jesus said, I am the way. He is the way to God the Father. He is the way through these things to God the Father. He's the way through. And Jesus says today, follow me. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego found Jesus Christ to be the way through the fiery furnace. When Nebuchadnezzar looked down into that furnace, he expected to see the remains of three dead bodies. But instead he saw four walking and praising God. And they were no longer bound. And that fourth man was Jesus Christ. That fourth man was the way through the fire. And Jesus Christ is still the way through the fire. He's still the way through the furnace. And it was in that furnace that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego found the enabling and sustaining power of that fourth man, Jesus Christ. He's the way through. Things are not always going to be easy. There are going to be times when you need the enabling power and the sustaining power of the Lord. You need His love. You need His fellowship. And it's these things that get us through the furnace. In Isaiah 32, in verse 2, we learn that Jesus Christ is a hiding place from the wind. He's a coverlet from the tempest. He is as rivers of water in a dry place. And He's the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. In other words, Jesus Christ is the way through the wind. And sometimes the wind is blowing at a gale against us. And it almost stops us in our tracks. But Jesus Christ is the way through the wind. Jesus Christ is the way through the tempest. Jesus Christ is the way through the dry places. We find this world to be very, very, very dry. But Jesus Christ is the way through the dry places. Jesus Christ is the way through the weary land. The apostles found Jesus Christ to be the way through the storm. So wherever you're here is today, however difficult it may be, and however discouraging it may appear, there is a way through. And that way is Jesus Christ. The way through is always the same. Jesus says, I'm the way. You have a storm today, Jesus says, I'm the way, follow me. You have a trial today, you have a difficulty, you have a problem, you have a struggle. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the way. Follow me. And He calls us by name and He says, follow me. Follow me. You don't have to be stuck there. I'm the way through this. Follow me. Oh, when will we listen to that voice of Jesus Christ? First of all, when we hear those words, I am the way, that ought to immediately encourage us. How many times God's people get down because they feel there's no way out. There's no way in. There's no way through. I'm stuck here. But you see, if you're stuck, that's your own doing. That's your own doing. There is a way. There is a way through. And that way through is Jesus Christ. Fourthly, Jesus Christ is the way up. You and I, as children of God, are to live above the ways of this world. And Jesus Christ is the way up above the ways of the world. We're to live above the philosophies. We're to live above the reasonings of the world. And Jesus Christ is that way. You cannot today ignore Christ. You cannot put Christ somewhere in the background and expect to rise above the world's ways, because He is the way. He is the way. You cannot listen to the world's reasonings. This is the way to rise above such and such. Jesus Christ is the way. He is the way up. But may I say, He is also the way above our circumstances, whatever they might be. Whatever our here might be, He's the way up. But we also say, in a literal sense, Jesus Christ is the way up to the Father. Jesus Christ will prove to be the way up to our heavenly home. We read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 that Jesus Christ is coming again. And when He does, the dead in Christ, those who've gone on before us, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Jesus Christ is coming again. And when Jesus Christ returns, He will prove to be the way up. There's coming a great gathering day, a most glorious of all gatherings. And Jesus Christ is the way there. He is the way to meet the Lord in the air. Now, our fleshly bodies are subject to difficulties. These fleshly bodies are subject to trials and sorrows. They are subject to persecutions and afflictions. They are prone to sickness. They are prone to disease. And yes, even death. But Jesus Christ is the way up from these things. And He is the only way up. Right now we live in a sinful, ungodly world where we are just surrounded by filth, surrounded by degradation, surrounded by heresy, that which is offensive to God and all God-fearing people. But Jesus Christ is going to take us up out of this mess. He is the way out. He is the way in. He is the way through, and He is the way up. He's the way up. So you see, even when Jesus Christ brings us through, we're still not finished, because He's also the way up. So if you're here today and lost, I can't begin to tell you the awful place, the awful condition that you're in. The Bible describes your condition as a very sad state, a helpless state. Not hopeless. Because Jesus said, I am the way. You may be here and lost, and you may say, well, I'll just keep going to church, doing the best I can. And I would say to you, you keep going to church and you keep doing the best you can. But I will also say to you, that's not the way to heaven. That will not save your soul. You can come to every church service, hear every message, and even have some understanding. That will not save your soul. Say, well, I'm going to be good to my neighbors, and I would encourage you to be good to your neighbors. I'm going to be a good citizen. I would encourage anyone to be a good citizen. But at the same time, I remind you that those things are not the way to heaven. Jesus Christ said, I am the way. I am the way. And I believe wholeheartedly that He is the only way. Someone says, well, that's mighty narrow. Yes, it is. But I'm glad. I'm not going to fuss about the way being narrow. I'm going to praise God and thank God that there is a way. Simply that there is a way to God, you ought to be thankful. Don't gripe and don't complain that it's narrow. Just praise God, there is a way. There is a way that an unrighteous sinner can approach a holy, righteous, and pure God. There is a way. And Jesus Christ is that way. He is the way out of the condition that you find yourself in. He is the way into the blessings of God. He is the way into the very presence of the Lord. He is the way in. And then you will find, you that have found Jesus Christ to be the way out, you have found Him to be the way in, you will also find Him to be the way through. In a world of instability, in a world of uncertainty, in the midst of all the changing circumstances, Jesus Christ is the unchanging way through all that comes our way. I will have Red Seas to cross, but I don't have to be stuck at the Red Sea. I don't have to be stuck at the Jordan River. I don't have to be stuck facing a Goliath. I don't have to be stuck at the walls of Jericho. Jesus Christ is the way through. I don't have to be stuck in the storm. Though I may be in a storm that may never end in this life, I still don't have to be stuck there. I can be in the storm without being stuck. And Jesus Christ is the way through. I thank God today. There are a lot of things that I never, ever want to experience. There are a lot of sorrows that I hope I never go through. But I know this. Jesus Christ is the way through. I know that there is a way through. And Jesus Christ is that way. And then we thank God today. This world is not our home. This isn't the end. There's coming a day when Jesus Christ is going to come and the graves are going to open and all the saved are going to be caught up to meet the Lord, and Jesus Christ is that way. He's the way to have victory over the grave. I'm glad today when I walk away from the grave of a loved one that has been saved, I know that the grave does not have victory. Because Jesus Christ is the way over the grave. He's the way over death. So you don't have to be stuck today. Whatever your condition is, you don't have to be stuck there. You don't have to stay there. Jesus said, I am the way. Hear Jesus say that all through your life. I am the way. I am the way. Remember when you first saved, you felt trapped in sin. You felt there's no way out. I'm guilty, and yet all the weight of sin is pressing down upon us. There's no way out. And then in the distance you heard that voice.
I am the way. I am the way. And you put faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and He led you out. He didn't disappoint. And He led you into. And now when you go through hard times, hear again Jesus saying, I am the way. I am the way. Follow me. When you bury the dearest one on earth to you, hear Jesus saying, I am the way. When your heart is overwhelmed with sorrow and grief, hear Jesus saying, I am the way. Follow me. And oh, what a difference He will make in our life. We ought to go from here today thanking God that there is a way. And Jesus Christ is that way. Brother Larry.